Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing the Lady of White Rock Lake. It's late at night and a beautiful woman in white comes up to your car. She says she's been in a boating accident and needs a ride back into town. She's in a white evening dress and soaking wet. Being a good person, you let her into your vehicle, have her sit down in the back of the car, and you ask where she's going. She says she needs a ride to Gaston Avenue. You drive, make polite conversation, pull onto Gaston Avenue, only to discover the woman in the back of the car is gone, and in her place is a puddle on the back seat. About 5 miles northeast of downtown Dallas, you'll find yourself at White Rock Lake, and there's a chance you may come across its very own woman in white, sometimes called the Lady of the Lake. But like so many of Texas's legends, this one has some variation. In 1943, the woman in white story made its way into a collection of Texas folklore called Backwoods to Border. In this version of the story, a young couple is finishing up their evening on the lake. They turn on the headlights of their car and see a beautiful young woman in a wet and sheer white dress approaching the vehicle, and she asks for a ride. In this version, she asks to go to Oak Cliff. She tells the couple that her friends have all gotten safely home after a boating accident, but she still needs to get home. They take her to Oak Cliff, approach the address she's provided, only to find her gone and a very sad man who explains his daughter died 3 weeks ago in a boating accident. The story spread, even taking on a detail that an eyewitness claims the dress she wore was so nice, it had to be from the Neiman Marcus store in Dallas. Although that detail does come from a book praising the Neiman Marcus store, so grain of salt, y'all. Some versions claim she was a distraught bride who accidentally drowned in the lake. To be fair, White Rock Lake has had its share of tragedies. In 1927, a school teacher named Holly Enid Gaston drowned after her boat capsized. In 1929, three young men drowned when their homemade rowboat overturned. The difficulty is with the variation of the stories and the sheer number of drowning deaths, it feels close to impossible to narrow down just who the woman in white might be. Still, be wary of hitchhikers if you're driving around White Rock Lake, or you just might end up being a driver for the woman in white. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you are doing well. I know we have a lot of friends and family who are in Louisiana right now, so hope you're staying safe, dry, and protected. We are keeping you in our prayers. If you want to find us on social media, we are at SlangTX on Twitter, Texas Slang for Crazy on Facebook, TX Slang for Crazy on Instagram, and you're always welcome to email me at txslangforcrazy@gmail.com or just visit our website, txslangforcrazy.com. Thank you.